The U.S. government has declared a major disaster for the state of Louisiana, specifically in four parishes in the Baton Rouge area, as severe flooding continues. Since the rain began on Friday, at least six people have died and more than 10,000 are in shelters. Here's the governor, John Bel Edwards, speaking today on Good Morning America.
This was a record event. Even though it was an unnamed storm, it was historic levels of rivers and creeks rising. And I will tell you that we've not seen anything like this in the past.
Joining us now is Sue Lincoln, who is news director at WRKF in Baton Rouge. And Sue, what's it like there today?
Baton Rouge, the city proper, the center of the city, is an island of sorts, surrounded on three sides by water due to the flooding on the fourth side. We have the levees in the Mississippi River. It is difficult, if not nearly impossible, to get into the city by road in any way right now.
And we know that there have been a number of deaths already. What's happening? Are people driving into the water? Are they just getting trapped?
That was what was happening early on when we had the rain falling so heavily and we had flash flooding going on. People were driving into the water or getting swept away as the road surface crumbled beneath them. There have also been some deaths, we suspect, due to the fact that folks could not get out of their homes because the floodwaters rose so precipitously.
And this is just from a lot of rain, basically.
Basically, it's just from a lot of rain. Now, that main rain system has moved to the west. It's mostly over Texas right now. But we are anticipating pop-up thunderstorms from the heat and humidity this afternoon and every day for the next week.
How typical is this in Baton Rouge? Have you ever experienced anything like this before?
The closest I've experienced was when Tropical Storm Allison sat over us and we saw flooding in places that didn't usually flood. But folks who were here in 1983 say this is similar but much worse. The flood levels are higher than they were in 1983. Everything is off the charts. There's no way to guesstimate even where this water is going to go.
Now, when people hear you talking about this right now, it sounds like everything's fine because you're in a quiet studio and that's what it sounds like. But if you were to walk outside, give us a sense of what things are like there.
If you move to the outskirts of the city in any direction, you will see streets that are filled with water. You will see homes that are underwater. Currently, my oldest daughter and my son-in-law are staying with us because their entire apartment complex was inundated completely. They're on the ground floor. Water rose to halfway up the second story of that apartment complex. And it was not anticipated. It rose that quickly in less than 12 hours.
So how much help are people like your daughter or other people who have suffered some damage as a result of this, how much help are they getting from the state, from the city, from the federal government?
They're going to be getting an awful lot. FEMA has come in. The federal disaster declaration has been approved for the area. People's homeowner insurance. Many of them did not have flood insurance because they weren't considered to be in a floodplain. That's something that will have to be worked out. But right now, we are still in response mode, very much here in Louisiana. We are still trying to rescue people as these floodwaters migrate south. Right now, Baton Rouge is cut off from the city of New Orleans as well. There's no way to get to New Orleans. So they are going to be able to get help. They can start applying to FEMA for disaster assistance now. But we're still dealing with these big pools of water spreading out and seeking their own level, if you will. And it's coming into subdivisions that had never, ever seen this kind of rain.
And you mentioned New Orleans. Of course, we all remember what happened 11 years ago with Hurricane Katrina and the flooding that occurred in New Orleans. Have there been any lessons learned from that that are being applied right now in Baton Rouge?
One of the lessons is what we call the Cajun Navy. Many folks tried desperately to offer help to rescue flood victims in New Orleans post-Katrina. And we're not able to get in because of security concerns, also because of the situation there and the way New Orleans is structured. But folks have gone out with their boats on trailers into subdivisions, launched their boats, and have coordinated through the wonders of social media. Because we were without cell phone service, Those of us who had one particular provider yesterday, we were completely without cell phone service all day yesterday. But they have managed to coordinate, and as they get reports of somebody needs help at this address, folks in their boats were going out and rescuing people in their subdivisions, not even including folks in the more rural areas outside of the city of Baton Rouge proper, going and rescuing folks who were trapped by floodwaters.
That's Sue Lincoln, news director at WRKF in Baton Rouge. Sue, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Jeremy.